Welcome to One Handshake, the podcast that explores how a single handshake can transform your life or business. I'm your host, Jillian Vorst, a business strategist and connector. This podcast is an extension of the One Handshake community, a dynamic, values-driven network of individuals who believe in the transformative power of connection. It's a space where members genuinely support one another, exchanging insights, connections, and opportunities to grow together. Let's dive in and discover how one handshake can change everything. Hello, my name is Jillian Vorse. I'm the founder of One Handshake. Today, I thought I'd spend a few minutes to introduce myself and provide some context around my motivation for starting One Handshake. So way back in the day, circa October 2000, I was 21 years old when I met Robert Kiyosaki, who's the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The Cash Flow Quadrant, and many other bestsellers. It's quite the story, but my first business was literally a result of that handshake, if you will. A few years later, I was recruited to run for political office, also the direct result of a handshake. That is definitely a story for another day. And then I was introduced to some producers from HBO about doing a show, same thing, through handshakes. Began lecturing at a prominent U.S. school at Boston College, also from a handshake, and then was invited to do a TEDx talk way back when, before it was as well known as it is now. It's called The Lens of Connectivity. Maybe you've seen it. I don't know. And then I was hired to shake hands with billionaires. Yep, really, from a handshake in a coffee shop. Invited to be the co-author of a book called 2020 Mindsight. You seeing the theme here? And most recently, after moving to a new continent and having to build a brand new network from the ground up, I've had three C-suite positions fall into my lap as a direct result of, yep, you guessed it, shaking hands. Now, first of all, I only share these few examples to provide context, not to boast. They're real life examples of the type and caliber of opportunities that have come to me. What I have grown to recognize and appreciate more and more over the years is that being able to build and attract, identify, and create opportunities is a skill and a mindset. And this is the motivation for creating One Handshake. I want to include more people and maximize the impact by creating a space to plant and nurture the seeds of opportunities for others. That's like my most favorite thing. My default setting, if you will, is literally connecting people and creating opportunities. Now, another point I wanted to make is, you know, it's not magic, right? And it's not automatic. This is kind of a nod to the mindset of building relationships, which we'll dig into another time. But surely, there's much more to it than just shaking someone's hand. It's not a linear exchange where like a contract is extended in the handshake, you know? There are many other pieces to it, like competence, alignment, timing, and bandwidth, to name a few. The point is, developing self-awareness, confidence, and patience can be multipliers when coupled with strategy and authenticity. You see, the thing is, I believe one handshake can change a life or a business. We just don't know which one it will be. So one of the challenges with creating this community is solving the time zone challenge and kind of offline online dilemma. So starting out, we're doing our best to provide opportunities for folks from as many time zones as possible, from Europe to the East Coast and Pacific time in the US, to Australia and Hong Kong. And eventually, we'll have in-person events, though we also want to approach this responsibly and encourage and not encourage unnecessary travel or emissions. So it's a tricky one, though, because there's really no substitute for eyeball to eyeball, you know, being in the same physical space with others. One last point I want to make for today is that building relationships is not just about enhancing our careers. We're multidimensional beings, and sometimes relationships can take on forms we don't anticipate. I think there's a lot to unpack here as well in terms of mindset. But for today, let's just focus on the impact relationships can have on our personal lives. This is a whole other vessel of opportunity for us to learn about ourselves, about our planet, and each other. And what's magical to me is combining the two, professional and personal development,
through the lens of connections. This is what we're doing with One Handshake. Through curated events, strategic resources, and a focus on authentic connections, members gain the tools and relationships to propel their personal and professional endeavors. So whether you're seeking innovative business strategies, meaningful partnerships, or opportunities for career advancement, or maybe some new friends that are interesting or just different than you, One Handshake empowers you to see, think, and achieve success differently, all through the power of a handshake. If what I'm talking about today resonates with you, I hope you'll tune in to a future episode of this podcast, or maybe a couple episodes. You're also welcome to suggest topics or submit questions for me to address in future episodes. So you can do that at onehandshake.co/podcast. Or perhaps you'd like to join us. We're currently still welcoming founding members. In any case, thanks for spending this time with me today, and I hope that we'll have the opportunity to connect in the future. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of One Handshake. We hope you feel inspired and equipped to see yourself and the world in a new light. If you're still listening, I'm guessing what was discussed in this episode resonated with you. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the show. If you feel compelled, please consider rating our show or leaving us a review. You can also follow us on the socials or even come check us out at onehandshake.co. Thanks for spending this time with us. Now go shake some hands.